And what about the opioid epidemic? You know, this issue has been getting worse. It seems to be getting better now, but how do you propose to sort of support families that are, you know, in that crisis?
So it is like whack-a-mole. It's getting better in some areas, but it becomes exacerbated in others. So while the opioid the number of pills that people are taking is diminishing, the amounts of other drugs that we're seeing, particularly meth, is increasing. And I know this because we're doing roundtables with law enforcement, with people who treat addicts, with addicts. And what I'm hearing is twofold. One, your chances of beating your addiction are nil unless you have insurance. So anybody who says they're serious about winning the battle of addiction in Kentucky who is also not expanding insurance is a charlatan. They're just not serious about it. The other is that we have to offer medical marijuana as an alternative to people getting treated by these heroin-based opioids in the first place. This is really important because not only do we need to treat the number of folks who become addicts, we have got to stop the addict factory. And you can't meaningfully stop the addict factory without introducing medical marijuana as an alternative to these really ravenous drugs that get people addicted for lifetimes.